Chapter 8.
Luke stood watching the old Bothan limp back and forth across the grimy floor of the Undercity Industrial Hangar. The Bothan was addressing three brigades of elite space marines, explaining why he had asked them to volunteer for a mission to overthrow the Galactic Alliance's current chief of state, Roki Kem. Whether human, Bothan, or another species, all of the soldiers had the steady gaze of veterans who had seen too much to doubt their commander's incredible story of infiltration and deception. Their shoulder patches represented units from 100 different vessels stationed near Coruscant, and their average age skewed 10 standard years older than that of a typical combat unit. And they all had at least two things in common. They had all served aboard a ship personally commanded by Admiral Nekpoa II, and when he had come to ask them to help him save the Galactic Alliance, they had all answered with an unwavering yes.
The enemy has retreated into the Jedi Temple with 75% of its forces.
The Admiral's words seemed to reverberate from every corner of the hangar as a small mic in his tunic collar relayed his voice to a network of speakers spaced throughout the formation.
This withdrawal is certainly a trap, designed to lure our Jedi friends into an ambush against a superior Sith force.
Luke turned to another Bothan standing at his side, Admiral Boitu's dapper uncle, Ermuth.
To tell the truth, Counselor, I'm not sure why you waited for the Jedi to return,
he said quietly.
Club Boitu seems to have the war well in hand without us.
I'm surprised you haven't figured that out by now, Master Skywalker,
Ermuth replied, maintaining a straight face.
We needed the cannon fodder.
Cannon fodder?
Luke echoed, almost taking the old Bothan seriously.
You couldn't have hired Mandalorians?
The Bothan shook his gray furred head.
Of course,
he said.
But they didn't manage very well the last time they tried to storm the temple.
I see,
Luke said.
It's nice to know you have more faith in the Jedi Order.
There's that.
A crooked smile snaked along Ermuth's muzzle. Then he added,
And you do work for free.
Luke cocked a brow, then chuckled, and turned back toward the Marine brigades. He knew as well as Ermuth did that the vast majority of today's casualties would be Space Marines, and that the Admiral had made the danger clear before asking anyone to volunteer. That so many had accepted his call to overthrow the Galactic Alliance Chief of State, a mission that was, at first glance, an act of treason, was a testament to the soldiers' faith in the honor and ability of their beloved Admiral.
Are going to turn Roki Kem's trap against her,
Boitu was explaining. He stopped pacing and turned to face his Space Marines, and the corners of his long mouth rose into a cunning grin.
We're going to launch simultaneous assaults against the temple at 30 different points, with the objective of forcing Kem to redeploy the bulk of her forces to the temple perimeter.
Boitu stopped and extended his new prosthetic arm toward Luke.
Grandmaster Skywalker will brief you on the rest of the mission.
Luke activated the mic on his own collar and stepped to the Admiral's side.
First, I want to thank all of you for volunteering for this mission. As Admiral Boitu has explained, it's not just the Jedi Temple we are liberating. The Lost Tribe of the Sith has infiltrated every level of the Galactic Alliance government, and our victory today will prevent them from achieving their goal of dominion over the entire galaxy.
A barely audible rustle rippled throughout the brigade as the Space Marines shifted their weight from one foot to another. And Luke realized these soldiers were no strangers to assignments in which the fate of the galaxy hung in the balance. He took a deep breath, and then continued.